Critics say a licensing exemption for Asian bodywork parlors has allowed some human traffickers to slip under the radar by masquerading as legitimate businesses. Carol Myrna is the executive director for the Center for Prevention of Abuse. She says the center first worked to get an ordinance closing the licensing loophole passed in Peoria, then took the effort statewide.
We talked about what human trafficking is. We talked about what we were doing, what we were seeing, who we were seeing. But then we made sure to talk about this exemption. We couldn't figure out why it existed.
State Representative Mike Eunice says it was surprising to hear how human trafficking has been hiding in the shadows of the community for so long. He sponsored legislation in the House to close the Asian bodywork loophole. Since January 2018, the center has helped more than 50 victims of trafficking in central Illinois.